Shirin Kitzchanar for Gimel, other way, and Simon Samar Zayin Sif Vav, and we're discussing the dinim of vows and Shvuos, if a person swore, had to annul the vow or a Shvuah. Halacha Vav, Ein Aneder Chal, Elohim Hayu Pi Veliba Shavim, it will only take effect if his, so to speak, mouth and his heart were in the same place, which means that he meant what he said. I believe another but tell us if he made a vow by mistake, it wasn't his intention, he wasn't planning to do actually what he said, he was thinking about something else, or the other way around. Shahir Belibu Nether, he so to speak took a vow in his heart, but he didn't verbalize it. Nether does not have the gather of a vow of a nether. Halacha Zayin, Mishinage is a chumra bedvarim hamutarim midina. If something is mutar midin, from halakhly permissible, and he started acting with a certain stringency based on a certain psalm that weren't mochrach lemaisa, weren't accepted halakhly binding on everybody. Machmasiyog, we get the priest either took it because he wants to give himself boundaries or be makdish himself. Keep going, tani as we may slichas. For example, days that we say slichas and elul, the side and say the whole days of elul, and we say the week before Rosh Hashanah. So in those days, he decided he's going to fast in those days. There's the 3 weeks between Shabbos B'Tamas and Tisha B'Av when we mourn. It's time of Avelos. But the Isser of eating meat and drinking wine is specifically in the 9 days, from Rosh Chodesh of and until Tisha B'Av. And he decided throughout the entire 3 weeks he's not going to eat. Afil Lenag came, Rak Pama Rishona, even if he did it only once, it was the first day of the 3 weeks, for example, or the first day of Slichas that he fasted. El Shoye B'Daitik Linen Kein La'olam. If he did it once and his intention was forever to do this, or less than that. Shanah Kein Sholosh Pamim, he did it the first 3 days. Al Fisha Lo Yehoye B'Daitik Linen Kein La'olam. He didn't plan to do this forever, but he did it 3 days already. V'Lo Yehizno Shiyeh B'li Nether. He didn't stipulate that it's going to be without B'li Nether, without having the din of a vow. V'Roitza Lachzor M'fnei Sheinah Bari. Now he wants to pull back because he realizes he's not capable physically of withstanding this. Tzarech HaTari, he needs to go to Chacham and be matir the Nether, to so to speak untie himself this bind that he has to the nether. B'yiftach b'charata, he opens up, he begins the session with the Talmud Chacham by saying that he has charata, he regrets shumischarta mashanag kein l'shem nether. He has charata, he regrets the fact that he did it l'shem nether as a vow, as opposed to just doing ma'isim tovim. Do you know a hergish that? Zokter l'chein mishu writes a linag based on chumras l'siyagu precious. If a person does want to take upon himself do any chumras for siyagu precious, he should clearly say yomer v'tchila she'enu mekavlo of kein b'nether. He's not accepting it as a vow. He's just doing it as a proper thing. B'gam yomer she'en b'dag linag kein el b'pamahi. I'm only doing it for now, this specific time, or b'pamim she'irta, only for the times that I will actually be doing it. But now I'm not accepting it forever. I don't know what's going to be, etc. So I'm it's just for now. Halacha chas. Kates materials another oyas shvuah. How does the Talmud Chacham untie, so to speak, and undo a shvuah? And it's very different, as we're going to see, from the way a father is oiker a nether. A father and a husband, they have the right to uproot the nether and make as if it never began. A chacham accepts the fact that it's already a nether and he's matir, he unties it. So there's a different lashon that has to be used. The father uses the lashon of mufar lach, and it's uprooting it, as opposed to chacham, he has to use a lashon that it's mutar lach, mutar making it permissible, or he's untying it. So how does he do it? He has to go to three people that are bnei Torah, sit and learn. The echem, and one of them yeh baki b'ilchus nedarim, he should be clear glat in hilchus nedarim. Sheyeda is a neder yichol lahatir ve'ezmehen ein yichol lahatir, which are able to be untied, so to speak, and become mutar, and which ones are not. Ve'ech matirim, how so? How exactly is it done? He knows also how it's done. And these three together will be matir neder. If someone made a neder, he made a vow in his sleep, in his dream. So being that, it also has the koyach. The Rosh says that it seems like the milamayla, they're indicating that he should be accepting upon himself. So if you want to annul such a vow, where we know that the Shechina is found between them in a minion, so they have the koyach to annul even such a vow that seems milamayla. Halacha test. In regard to all the mitzvahs in Torah, ain't a ben nasa gadol, a boy is not considered an adult. Biblically, Allah midrash says he's only considered if he has completed 13 years and he has pubic hair. A girl is only considered an adult after 12 years. Maybe a siman, she has the signs of adulthood by a woman. However, in the context of vows and swearing, it begins a year earlier. A boy from when he's 12 already and one day. And a girl when she's 12 years old, she's 11 years old and one day. I feel loyvi simanim. Even if they did not bring simanim, obviously, if they know that to who they swore, it means to okay, Yisrael, they know what it means. The Eibishter, Nidreim, Neder, Shvos, and Shvuah, their vow will be considered a legal and a binding vow. Same goes for swearing for a Shvuah. Below this amount of time, even if they understand who they're swearing to, Ein Divreim Klum, it's not binding upon them. They don't have that. And that intellectual capacity to das to understand what they're swearing and it should be binding them. One should scream at them and even hit them if that's needed. They should not get themselves accustomed to swearing and bowing. Right, it means we still have chayvas chinuch over that. The imu davar katar, the kal sheim b'inu nefesh. If what they promised, what they committed to do, why swearing and promising is something small and doesn't have a great discomfort, goyzer olim sheikaimu beizdin, and the father should be goyzer that and demand of them that they should taka follow through and make good on their promise. In order they should be careful with what they say. Halacha yuk. Now ha'av meifer nidre bita atchis bager. A father is able to uproot the nedarim, the vows of his daughter until she reaches the age of Bagrus, which is the Haino Achi Elashtemus Shana, Vishisha Chadashim, until she becomes 12 years old and 6 months if she didn't bring Simonim yet. Behu Shaloi Nisas, and this is providing that she did not get married, because if she got married, then the husband is the one that's made for Baal, made for Nidre Ishtar, and the husband can annul and uproot the vows of his wife, Kate and Mephirin. How do they uproot it? Again, it's different than the way a chacham is matir another, they're made for another. Oymer shalosh pamim, he should say the best way is he should clearly verbalize three times mufar oy batel, it's annulled. Oy shalosh namayir shu oykers another mikare, any other language which will indicate that he's uprooting it from its source. That means it doesn't let it take root bichlal. Bein shu oymer became for now. Oy shaloy for now, whether he says it before her or he says it when he hears about the nether and he's not in front of her, he could say it then as well. Avaloshin hatorah loy mehani ba'avu bebal, the loshin that works for chachamim to untie a nether by chachamim, that does not work for a husband to say that lashon. And also the husband and the father, their power works for that day that they hear it. Dahainu, and how does this timeline work? If they hear it at the beginning of the night, then mefirin kol alayla, they have the entire night and b'chol yom shlachrim, and the entire day afterwards until sundown, until nightfall. Be'im shamu b'yayim samach l'tzeisik chacham, if they heard it when it was still day, it was close to tzeisik chacham, then they have a very short time span, and if they're not tzeisik chacham until nightfall, they have just that little time within the day that they heard it. V'yoyser ein yichay l'hafer, but beyond that time span, they can't be mefer. B'shabbos lo yom alam ufer lichi, they shouldn't do hafaras nedarim b'shabbos outright, k'moy b'chol, just like in the middle of the week, but however, he's going to lose his opportunity, because if the day passes and he's not mefer the nether, then it's not going to work. So what should you do? El mevatle b'libay, he in his heart, he uproots it, and what he says, he has to use a lashon that tells her, that indicates that he wants it to go against what she said, and that it's not going to take root. L'mashal v'ayimel l'kli ichli, he says, take and eat what she promised, she's not going to eat. V'keitzav z'abim ha'avayabal, amatchil shumarotzim in another. If the father or husband, they expressed appreciation for the nether that she took, they're happy about it, at that point it's too late already. Even if he didn't say it clearly that he accepts the nether, let's say he gave a thumbs up or he said very good, even if it's just in his heart that he feels that he's happy with her nether, he cannot uproot the nether anymore. And as the Shachta discusses what happens if she's toiler her nether in a maisa, that if someone does this and this, then she's going to accept the nether. That's already a different story. The husband and the father are limited with which nedarim they can uproot. The father is even more limited. Dafka nedarim, she has from inner nefesh, that have physical discomfort. Kigayin rechitza, she's not going to bathe herself. Bekishin, she's not going to beautify herself. Or kichul, which is eye makeup. or Pirkos, is here do the Kaitzaba, Baza, anything similar to that, that they can uproot. Babal, the husband can even be made for other Nadar, Yachlahafer, Gandarm Shaim, Inner Nafish, even things that are not connected to physical discomfort. If they get in the way between husband and wife, the government Ava Benam is going to cause strife between them and get in between them and their relationship. He's also allowed to know. This applies only while they're actually married, as opposed to before they got married or if they got divorced. And even in a case that the husband annulled a vow, that she's not, it shouldn't take root because of their relationship. After she, if chas v'shalom, she gets divorced or he passes away and she's an almana, she's now a widow, then she goes back to becoming aser in what she vowed.